Carly here. So I decided for my first post for GWA, I would do a little icebreaker questionnaire, but I couldn't decide on one that I liked more than anything, and I couldn't decide on one that I actually liked all the questions on. So I'm doing like this Frankenstein questionnaire, so bear with me because it's going to have all kinds of different questions. And thank you to everyone that posted questionnaires. I don't remember where I got all of these from. Probably a little bit from every single one of them. So, first question. Do you like poetry? If so, do you have a favorite poet / poem? I love poetry. My favorite poet is T.S. Eliot, which, if any of you took high school English in America, I'm sure you're familiar with his Love Song of Gialfred Prufrock. And probably hate him. But I love him. I also love Neruda, Baudelaire, Sylvia Plath. Typical, right? I'm not going to do a reading, though. I don't think I have the gravitas for that right now. So, tell me a joke. Puns count. I don't tell jokes. And it's not that I'm not funny. Many people have told me that I am funny, but they tell me I'm funny in a way that they don't know if I'm being funny or if I'm being mean, because I'm an observational comedian. Like, I'm the kind of person that sees a situation and makes a really douchebag joke about it. I'm an asshole, is what I'm saying. That's my cat. Pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. Is there any other weapon, really, besides the boomstick? Like, I feel like that's the best weapon for zombie killing, and if you don't get that reference, I've either just really aged myself or you're too fucking young. Okay? How do you feel around large crowds of people? So, if I'm on stage and... Let me preface this with saying, I used to act quite a bit. Not like you're going to turn on the TV and see me, but like I used to do theater acting a lot. And I'm very comfortable there, like being on stage in front of large crowds of people, because I'm wearing, you know, a mask. And that's my psychological bullshit for the evening. But if I'm in like a theme park, or a restaurant where it's really crowded, I am anxious. So anxious. So anxious. I hate being in large crowds of people, so thank you for that. Describe a moment when you became aroused at an inappropriate time. How did you handle the situation? I am aroused at an inappropriate time every day, all day, on the way to work, at work, in a meeting, at the grocery store, out with friends. If a breeze blows, I'm probably turned on, and it's inappropriate. And how do I handle it? Badly. Poorly. Not well. Like, at all. Do I have any irrational fears? Oh, spiders. Oh, yeah. And I know a lot of people say, oh, I'm scared of spiders, too. That's not really rational. No. I am irrationally afraid of spiders. Like, I can't kill them because I have this, like, waking hallucination when I see one, like, of it growing 100,000 times its size and, like, eating me. So I am paralyzed with fear when it comes to spiders. And how do you feel about coffee? If it's a choice between being on time to work with no coffee and being late to work with coffee, I will be late. I will consciously make that decision to be late because I love coffee. Do you drink alcohol? If so, tell me about your favorite cocktail. I mean, I've been known to imbibe on occasion, usually after work, my work culture is one that actively and openly encourages alcoholism, so there's that. But I'm not an alcoholic. I just have a reputation for drinking people under the table. And I don't usually drink cocktails. I usually just do, like, rum and diet. Coke or Pepsi, whatever is available. But when I do drink a cocktail, surprise, surprise, she said she was an alcoholic. Or wasn't one. Freudian slip. Excuse me. Long Island iced teas. Because, yes, when I have a cocktail, I'm going to have 5 or 6 different liquors altogether. When did I lose my virginity? Really, really young. Like, people say that and they mean like 14 or 15. Younger. Like, younger than that. Like, significantly younger than that. And I'm referring to penetration because even before that, there were things that weren't penetration. So let's just say young. Do I have any unusual kinks or fetishes? Is anything unusual these days? Like, is there anything I would say that would surprise anyone? DDLG, which, if you don't know what that means, I don't know how you're actually listening to this and on GWA right now. Daddy Dom / Little Girl. Dominance in general. I consider myself a masochist by nature. I have other fetishes, I guess, that kind of play into that. Recently, like, within the last year, I realized I'm really into the whole impregnation fantasy, despite not wanting any children. Yeah, figure that one out. You know, I have a lot of fetishes. I'm sure they'll float to the top the longer I'm here. Favorite sex position? My favorite sex position and my favorite yoga position are actually the same. Downward facing dog. Favorite cuddle position? Clearly, I like to be the little spoon. However, if I'm in my other favorite place, which is on his lap, then I like to, like, face him with my arms draped around him. I like cuddling that way. Usually leads to other things. Do you like to be dominant or submissive? Boss in the streets, submissive slut in the sheets. Have you ever had any one-night stands? Too many to count. There it is. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? I prefer giving. And, you know, that's such an answer, like, that people expect when you're trying to be, like, sexy or what have you. But giving pleasure is my kink. So I get off very well and easily from giving oral sex. I actually didn't like receiving it for a long time. I like it now, but, you know, I have to be coaxed into it. Once it's happening, I'm in love with it, but I do have to be coaxed into getting it. Would you use a sex toy? Oh, God, listen, come closer. Come closer, my sweet summer children. If you're not using glass dildos, you're missing out on an integral part of life. They are my favorite dildos. They feel so good. And I find the Hitachi to be overrated, if only because I like the wall. That's W-A-H-L. Much, much better. Have you ever sent someone a dirty text / picture? If so, what was it? I have sent novels worth of dirty texts. Pictures, I usually tend to do more teasing pictures. I have been called a cock tease before. Usually like half clothed tits. My ass with panties on. Me sucking on a toy. My wet fingers. That kind of thing is really my realm of dirty pictures. Early morning sex or late at night sex. Kind of a mix of both. Like, if you wake me up at like 3 a.m., like, touching me, that's my jam right there. I'm really up for the whole wake me up to fuck thing. Something that will never fail to get you horny. Somebody who gives good voice, which I think we can all agree on, hence why we're on GWA. Favorite body part on him or her. So, I do like boys and girls. Bisexual, heteromantic, which means I'm an asshole. I will fuck girls, but I'm not interested in marrying them. Sorry, ladies. On men, hands, shoulders, collarbones, eyes, mouth. Yeah. On women, I love women's necks. And I know that sounds like a cop-out, like, what's sexy about a neck? But I love to touch women's necks and kiss them. On me. Oh, on me. What's my favorite thing about me? I love my hip bone because it juts out just a little bit and it's the skin there is very soft. Do you watch porn? Too much of it. I mostly listen to porn though, if I'm honest. What other subreddits do you visit for your erotic needs? R Massive Cocks. And that is not a lie. R Erotic Literature. If you contribute to GWA, have you considered branching out into any other erotic subreddits and contributing there? This is my first GWA audio, besides the verification audio. I do contribute, or have started recently to contribute to erotic literature, because I fancy myself sexier when I'm writing than when I'm speaking. I'll let you decide. What celebrities are currently making you think dirty thoughts? Again, this all comes back to me being a whore for good oral. And oral. God, the lead singer of that band Arctic Monkeys, and the lead singer of The Killers, and Matt Bellamy, who is the lead singer for Muse, Lana Del Rey, Childish Gambino a little bit too, which is kind of weird, I guess, but whatever. What is the filthiest thing a sexual partner has ever said to you during sex? What is the filthiest thing you've ever said to a partner? I don't think it was something that was said to me that was filthy. I think the filthiest thing that's ever happened with a sexual partner, and I'm honestly blushing saying this, he, like, spread me and then spit in me. And it was the first time somebody, including himself, had ever done that to me, and I just lost it. And the filthiest thing I've ever said? I mean, I regularly say really filthy things, like, use me like a whore, treat me like meat, fuck me like the little bitch I am. I don't know what's the dirtiest, honestly. What part of your body do you think is the most attractive? Hands down, it's the lips. And I say that only because they are the part of my body I take the most comment and compliment on. I have very full, expressive lips. My mouth tells a story. And I have a bit of an oral fixation, so I lick my lips a lot and suck them, as I'm sure you've heard, more than a dozen times in this audio. Do you prefer to be more aggressive and dominant during sex or passive and submissive? Passive and submissive. Just, that's me. What was the most sexually formative moment of your youth? This is always the one that I recall. Like, when I talk about this, there's two. I Dream of Jeannie. I used to watch it on TV Land when I was very young. And that may be completely responsible for my dominance and submission thing, and possibly my shrinking woman fetish. Which, if you don't know what that is, Google it. Have fun with that. And then the other one, and I bet there are so many people here listening who did this. I used to watch Sex Talk with Sue Johansson with, like, my girlfriends late at night, like, when I'd spend the night at their house and we'd, like, touch each other. But yeah, Sex Talk with Sue Johansson was very eye-opening for a young, impressionable Harley. So that's the last question to my Franken questionnaire. If you're still here, I applaud your stamina. That was a long fucking questionnaire. And maybe I'll get the guts to post something sexy sometime in the near future. Thanks.